take a nap, but I can see it now. You always tell me how I could do so much better. You said it in your letter. Did I make you cry on Christmas Day? Did I let you down like every other day? Did I make broken window shade, the radiator's on. I loved you all along, but I can see it now. You always tell me how I could do so much better. You said it in your letter. I stay awake at night after we have a fight. I'm writing poems about you, and they aren't very nice. I didn't mean to yell, I said I couldn't tell. I only grabbed your wrist, or would you rather we kissed? Did I make you cry on Christmas Day? Did I make you cry like every other day?
Hey, what's up? Okay, I'm going to start the show because I didn't before. My name's Nate, and officially, this is the start of Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I played a couple songs earlier, including like a really good song called Gangster by Tune Yards. And if you're not, like, if I was ever to play professional baseball, which I think is still on the table, what they do, if you haven't, if it's been a while, before you go up to bat, they have like a song that they play. And usually it's like Enter Sandman or something. You know, because like if you're a professional athlete, I'm going to give you a pass on also knowing everything about music. Easily. Yeah, and every once in a while somebody picks like a song. Like a couple years ago, there was like a Cooking on Four Burners song that the Philadelphia Flyers chose as their goal song, and it was like a really fun, it was like an indie rock song based off of like a 1950s song, and that's like really, it was fun, even though, hey, go Pens, and it's the Flyers, and you know, there's that. And so every once in a while, like a blind squirrel finds a fun song to play in a sports setting, but usually it is that. Or I'll say this, and I'll say we're talking about the Pens now. Old school, like when the Pens were bad, like bad on the rise, like we have like Crosby and Lemieux, and it we still somehow are not, you know, winning every single Stanley Cup, like on the rise. I remember my math teacher in eighth grade was like, man, these Pens are gonna be good. And I was like, I don't think you're right. I mean, like, Crosby's awesome, but like, we gotta put this team together. And then all of a sudden, Crosby, Malkin, Letang, you know, Tanger on the point, Flower in the goal, before he sort of lost his mind a little bit, which he did, and then he got it back, and then he's like, I think you look back on Flower's career, and he's like the guy. Anyway, you would go to those old Pens shows, and they would play, like their opening song was, it's like the Knights of Sidonia by Muse, and you're like, this is great. this is like really fun that the music that I am illegally downloading is also the music that like is being played at the igloo here. So anyway, all that's to say is if I was ever to play professional baseball and I had like a coming out to the home plate to bat song, it would be like an excerpt. It would be like, and then that bass line from Toon Yards Gangster, like that. That is like awesome. There's also a pretty fun sequence in the show Letterkenny, not Shoresy, where he like a guy's like giving him gruff at a gas station, and they like get into a fight, and like that song is playing, and it's kind of like this. It's like shown as this inter-Canadian like rivalry between Ontario and Quebec. It's yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. That show and Shoresy obviously too. A lot of narrative in like just like actually really depth of narrative in the shots and in like montage and stuff. So anyway, I'm gonna play like mostly indie Christmas music, especially a lot of songs that I like have played like throughout my life, and then I'm a huge like I'm not like I can't listen to Jingle Bells more than like once, but I can listen to like this song like 100 times. No problem.
There's a million faces smiling in the streets. and a quiet home sing winter melodies. Seems funny how the season brings a tear, and I'm longing for the snow to disappear. Hey now, if I close my eyes now, shut all the world out, just you and me. I give all the snow and sleigh bells, all the Christmas lights. I give all the cold and mistletoe, all the cozy nights. I give all the love this time of year, all that festive cheer. I'd give anything this Christmas, anything this Christmas. I'd give anything this Christmas to have you here. There's a taxi driving someone home tonight, and a Christmas card that I will never write. Wish I had that river I could skate away on. Wish I had you in my arms, where you belong. Hey now, if I close my eyes now, shut all the world out, just you and me. I give all the snow and sleigh bells, all the Christmas lights. I give all the cold and mistletoe, all the cozy nights. I give all the love this time of year, all that festive cheer. I give anything this Christmas, anything this Christmas. I give anything this Christmas to have you here. Christmas, I give anything this Christmas. All the snow and sleigh bells, all the Christmas lights. I give all the cold and mistletoe, all the cozy nights. I give all the love this time of year, all that festive cheer. I'd give anything this Christmas, anything this Christmas. I give anything this Christmas to have you here.
Schoolyard. In times
the snow will rise. In time, the snow will rise. In time, the Lord will rise. In time, the Lord will
Christmas time.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO, and I'm gonna just like change that, and we're gonna have this, and that's gonna be it. Okay, we're listening to Christmas indie Christmas music, which I'm gonna just say is the best Christmas music. There's like nothing, and I don't think that this is like me making some sort of claim, but I'm gonna claim here that it's basically like nothing captures that spirit of like. I think forever, I will always think of Christmas as this time where you're like, you're getting off of school, everyone kind of slows down, you've got your traditions, you're kind of back at home, there's food involved, it's a tremendous amount of work on the food side of things. Anyway, and I think indie rock captures that more than anything else, where you're like, you're sort of just hanging out. Like Christmas is this time of like, we're all sitting around on the couches and it's pretty fun. And also, I'll say this, the like indie rock Christmas party, which we would just call when I was out there, a Christmas party. Really fun. Just like really, really fun, you know, and this isn't like the ugly sweater arms race that we have on our hands right now, where it's like, how insane can I look? This is like just like a nice looking sweater, and people are out here just like, this is great, you know, this is like a really nice time, and we're like listening to these tunes and we're gonna like dance a little bit and it's gonna be fun. Anyway, yeah, the ugly sweater thing, it just is an example of something that was a lot of fun, where it's like, hey, look at this crazy sweater I got like for my grunt, that then just got like commodified so significantly that now when I see like an ugly sweater that somebody, it's like it has like a quote from a movie on it or something like that, where it's just like, that's just, you're off the coattails. That's a simulacrum of the thing that we would really be wanting to be doing right now. A couple of notes about the songs I played. Christmas Treat by Julian Casablancas, maybe the greatest Christmas song ever written. There's a really funny SNL rendition of that with like Chris Kattan and Tracy Morgan. I think it's the funniest thing Tracy Morgan has ever done, is like be in, oh, it's not Chris Kattan, it's Jimmy Fallon. it's Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands, and I think maybe Seth Meyers, and then I'm and then Tracy Morgan, and Tracy Morgan is like, He's just like, the way that he's dancing and staring directly into the camera is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And it's like, if you get that about him, it's the funniest thing. It's like, oh, I get why this guy is like basically unstoppable. I think it's the funniest thing that he ever did on SNL. And then I think, obviously, I don't know. I mean, there's some really fantastic 30 Rock episodes of him. Anyway. So I played that. I played an Oh Wonder song, which I had never heard before, which is great. Like on the radio when you're like really trying to maintain momentum and you're like, I wonder how this song goes. And then it's like a really deep song. And then I played That Was the Worst Christmas Ever by Sufjan. And then I also played Hey Guys, It's Christmas Time, which was the song I meant to play, which is the song that, by the way, Sufjan Stevens, four album Christmas album. So when I was in college, and again, like, furiously downloading music. Also, too, the Julian Casablancas, like, EP that Christmas Treat is on, when I downloaded, it was wrong, and I only have four songs, which is great, because that's, like, there's, like, other really fun, it's Praises for the Young, and I thought it was an EP, it's actually a full length, and it has that song on it, but I didn't know that, I only knew that song from SNL, I didn't know that it was a Julian Casablancas song until I think I heard it somewhere, probably at a cool indie party. Anyway, all that's to say is, like, when I was furiously downloading music, and I hear this, like, thing, and I'm like, this is it. I want Christmas and its indelible link to amazing music to be here in my house. And so I, like, rigged up a stereo in our living room so that we could listen to Sufjan during Christmas. And then that, of course, launched this, like, giant controversial thing about, like, whether or not we're allowed to be playing music all the time in the house publicly. And that everyone has to agree to the music. And so that was a real bummer, because like I had a real hyper fantastic idea about like, hey, we're going to have, I was like, it's going to be like the perfect indie, like Christmas unwrapping, hangout, drinking tea or eggnog situation is going to be the best. Also, real quick, shout out to my wife, Molly, who bought some eggnog, sort of like sight unseen, not sight unseen, like without me making a request. I'm trying to like, it's not like I'm trying to drink less eggnog, and you can quote me on that, but I'm not trying to like buy eggnog and like have it at my house, because like last night the Stillers were on playing the Finns, one, which you know, as a listener to the show. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to be sitting down here on the couch and I'm going to be doing some Christmas cards. What am I going to do? What am I, you know, what am I going to have? And I'm like, there's eggnog staring me right in the face. And Molly was down there and I was like, this is it. This is like the equivalent of like throwing an anchor around me and just making sure I don't jet out of here. Cause I drank way too much eggnog last night. And I do the thing too, where it's like, the Hood eggnog from Market Basket is great. And then I do a little bit of like nutmeg. And I'd say a little bit. I put like maybe too much nutmeg on there. And I'm like trying to drink it so that it's like equal parts eggnog and nutmeg. Also, too, if you like eggnog, I recommend not ever making it, because it is maybe the grossest. There's a lot of egg yolks and heavy cream. It's tough. We made it one time for a legendary other party. That was an indie rock party. So anyway, eggnog all day long. And again, like, it gives me, I like start feeling bad immediately after drinking it. And I'm like, you know, I'm in, I'm still in on this. And then that sound you just heard was probably, was that a train or an airplane? I have no idea. We're going to get back to the music. Real quick, shout out to the person who is clearly getting into their Uber going to the airport. And shout out to that person's significant other, I think, who was like waiting there to like send them off. I said, you know, you're walking down the street and you see like a couple standing on the sidewalk with some bags. And you're like, okay. And then an Uber comes up. And it's like, look at this, you know, at like whatever, 8:30 on a Tuesday, you're like making sure they get out of here, you know, all safe and sound. And that's that to me, you guys are going to make it. So good on them, and good on everybody getting their finals done. I always think that like last week is the week, and then like last week is the last week, and then this week is actually insanely busy. And even today, I feel like I'm going to be out there. More songs. From songs that we're going to play. And what did I have? Oh, it's this. Yeah. Okay. All right. Stay here. It's going to be okay.
Baby Jesus, born to rock. As days go by, the more we need friends, and the harder they are.
through my life. Well, I guess I've been doing just fine. Everything's gonna be cool this Christmas.
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 Brought this tale to a very happy ending. nice jam.
I like that song very much.
Mm-hmm. My friends
are... Might not be touring next year, Andrew, so... Saying. All the, you know, the good cities. Can I come?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's always room in the back lounge for you, Kev.
Especially when the back lounge is the wheel well of the van.
Oh.
Still want to do it?
Yeah, of course. I love vans, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a supporter of vans. Brandon Cannon.
I love it when you say wheel well. Okay, here we go. Here's a little song called...
That's my note. Two notes. One note.
There's going to be a big extended outro a la...
Barry White
Kev, can
needs
take
talk
me
talk.
Out of, you don't want to hear my one note? Just love is anew.
Just gonna come in here and say I'm gonna do like a PSA. I'm gonna come in here and say I'm gonna do a PSA while they're doing like a thing. hey, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? I'm going to come down here a little bit more on this. In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We've been listening to the extended KEXP live version of Broken Social Scene's Love Is New, which they play every year on Christmas at a thing in Canada, which I want to go to, but I gotta like up my social status in coolness to go to. And then before that, I played Christmas Rapping by The Waitresses, which is a song, as even a child, I was like, the song is awesome. And because it's about a person meeting someone skiing and then not, like, it was like a classic misconnection. And that song qualifies as indie rock, even though I think it came out in like the 70s. Yeah, Christmas Rapping is awesome. It also, it gets heavy play in commercials. But I feel like it gets a pass on being too commercialized because, again, like, the song is really, like, a fun song. And then whatever. I can't blame the estate of the people who made that song for, like, trying to cash in on Toyotathon. And then before that, Everything's Gonna Be Cool This Christmas by Eels, which, again, a classic indie rock song by a classic indie rock artist. I got a few more. Here's a fun... This is, like, a fun cover. Of a song that I play probably constantly in my house that my kids are sick of already.
Please don't call. The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. The party's on. The feeling's here. It only comes this time of year. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The word is out.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose, and especially if you were out here doing your car, like getting all the ice off of your car. Today was a tough one, because yesterday didn't get above the freezing point, and it snowed, and it did that thing where it's like snows, and especially your car, it like melts it a little bit, and then it like freezes into a nice little ice crust. And then so, you know, to those whom happened to be listening to our show while scraping ice off your car, I feel like it paired well, you know? Played a couple of songs, including, and then yes, that's that. Go listen to the whole Broken Social Scene live on KEXP, and then there's also several recordings of them playing that song for like a Christmas concert in Canada. I guess I'm making the Canada part up. I'm not making it up. It was there. I just don't know for sure, but it was. And then played Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call, which I do think. Actually, no. Little Saint Nick, which is a Beach Boys cover, which the Beach Boys are on in the background right now, and I'll leave you with them. Little Saint Nick, which is a fantastic first song off of the Beach Boys Christmas album, which is the best Christmas album. And I've been talking about Indie Rock a lot here, but like, it's the Beach Boys Christmas album that is the best one. And then Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call by Bleachers, which also does just the melancholy of an indie rock Christmas is also a really extremely important thing. Wonderful Christmas Time, which is, of course, another cover. And Slogren This Year for Christmas, which is a single, which I had never heard, but I will play Slogren Sight Unseen on the show all the time as I like research songs. There are some fantastic Slogren. It's Sjowgren, which it's like, how do you pronounce that? Nobody knows. His final song is called Morning Christmas. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Stay warm. And I will see you out there if I am indeed scheduled to see you out there. All right.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to the music you might otherwise miss. In the first hour, it's the new release show dedicated to holiday music that has just been released. And this is a passion of mine. I've been collecting and compiling holiday music for over